This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is running at full steam, with political parties garnering support for their candidates. Star campaigners from various political parties are intensifying their efforts in the election battleground by holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will hold election rally for Mahavikas Aghadi candidate in Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Party National President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting at Chambal Chowk in Nagpur tomorrow. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a rally at Noida in Uttar Pradesh this evening. He is also scheduled to address a rally at Alwar in Rajasthan. In Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and BJP leader Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold a public meeting in Haldwani. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is set to address election meetings in Ramnagar and Roorkee. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Supremo Mayawati will address a public gathering in Haridwar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held public meetings at Barmer in Rajasthan and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. Speaking in Barmer, Mr. Modi said that his government revered the constitution and it cannot be abolished under any circumstance. Later in the day, Mr. Modi held a roadshow in the Dausa Lok Sabha constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, along with Chief Minister and DMK President M.K. Stalin. The Congress leader said the party, if voted to power, will carry out a national caste census and an economic and asset survey to assess the actual living conditions of the people. The filing of nominations began yesterday for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls with the issuance of notification by the Election Commission. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. In Madhya Pradesh, 7 candidates filed 8 nomination papers on the first day of the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. The state is witnessing 4-phase polling. In the third phase, elections will be held in Gwalior, Guna, Bhopal, Vidisha, Rajgarh, Morena, Sagar and Bhind Lok Sabha seats of the state. The last date for filing nomination papers is the 19th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated the government's unwavering commitment to respond to any act of terrorism perpetrated from across the border. The minister was speaking at the event organized by the Samarth Yuva Foundation and Yuva Swaraj Pratishthan in Pune yesterday. Drawing a parallel with the previous Congress-led UPA government at the centre about its response to the 26/11 terror attacks in Mumbai, the External Affairs Minister said, "A country cannot have any rules when dealing with the perpetrators of terror, as they do not play by the rules." The United States has said it was sending reinforcements, including warships, to West Asia, and speculations that Iran is soon going to launch an attack on Israel. Iran has vowed revenge for the airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on the first of this month that killed a top Iranian general and 6 other Iranian military officers. U.S. President Joe Biden had yesterday said that he expects Iran to attack Israel sooner than later. Traditional harvest festivals are being celebrated in various parts of the country for 2 days, beginning today, in the form of Vaisakhi, Vishu, Bishab, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh, Vaishakhadi and Puthand. People of Punjab call it Vaisakhi. In Kerala, that day is celebrated as Vishu. In West Bengal, it is celebrated as Poila Boishakh, in Assam as Bohag Bihu, and in Tamil Nadu, it is observed as Puthand. The India Meteorological Department issued an orange alert in parts of northwest and central India due to adverse cyclonic conditions. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mohali at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.